This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating its 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the country in paying tributes to martyrs and freedom fighters by hoisting the national flag from the ramparts of the iconic Red Fort. He inspected the Guard of Honour. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort this morning, the Prime Minister said the nation is indebted to every martyr and freedom fighter as they gave everyone the privilege of breathing freely. He highlighted that people from every section of society, including youth, farmers, women and tribal people, kept fighting against slavery. He noted that today is an occasion to also salute the great personalities who are dedicated to protecting the nation, building it with full commitment, and taking the country to new heights. The Prime Minister exuded belief that if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction, India will become Vikasit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles. Mr. Modi said his government has brought many reforms with the policy of nation first. He said he was pleased to note that crores of citizens have given countless suggestions for Vikasit Bharat 2047. Expressing concern over the recent surge in natural disasters, the Prime Minister said his sympathies are with those affected. He assured them that the nation is by their side through these challenging times. Prime Minister Modi said his government is committed to reforms not for praise or compulsions, but for strengthening the country. He pointed out that there is an advanced system in place in every sector, whether it is tourism, MSMEs, education, health, transport, agriculture or any other sector. The Prime Minister said space sector is an essential element towards making India a powerful nation and highlighted many reforms made in this sector. Mr. Modi emphasized that India, which was once a victim of terrorist attacks, has now become bold and strong on defense. He said the nation is becoming self-reliant in the defense sector and has its own identity today in defense equipment manufacturing. Mr. Modi stated that his government has worked on women-led development, adding that in the last 10 years, 10 crore women joined women's self-help groups and became financially independent. The Prime Minister also expressed concern at the rising cases of violence and crimes against women. He said the perpetrators should be punished and brought to book at the earliest. On Bangladesh, the Prime Minister said, as a neighbouring country, India is concerned regarding the situation there. He hoped that normalcy is restored at the earliest. He said Indian people are concerned about the safety of Hindus and minorities in the neighbouring country. The Prime Minister stressed that the country should have a secular civil code instead of communal civil code. He also urged political parties to come forward for one nation, one election to realise the dream of a developed India. The Prime Minister announced that 75,000 more medical seats will be created in the next 5 years. Highlighting the initiatives undertaken by the central government over the last 10 years, the Prime Minister noted that these efforts have bolstered the self-confidence of the youth who are now eager to take giant leaps. The Prime Minister also congratulated all athletes and players who participated in the Paris Olympics. He said a huge contingent of India will leave for Paris in the next few days to participate in the Paralympics. He extended best wishes to the Paralympians. In Odisha, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi hoisted the national flag at the state-level celebrations held at the Mahatma Gandhi Marg at Bhubaneswar on the occasion of Independence Day. A colourful parade was organised to mark the occasion. Assam today celebrated the Independence Day with enthusiasm. Chief Minister Dr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma, addressing after the flag-hoisting ceremony, said Assam is one of the 5 fastest developing states and front-runner in the Sustainable Development Goal in the entire country. In West Bengal, people across all sections of society gathered on the streets to protest the brutal rape and murder of a doctor at R.J. Kaur Medical College in Kolkata. When a large number of people were protesting outside the medical college at midnight, a bunch of goons attacked the protest site of the doctors. They were allegedly disguised in the crowd. The goons destroyed the infrastructure, equipment, medicines of the medical college, and they also destroyed the male and female wards. Initially, police who were present were forced to take shelter, but later a large force of police arrived at the place. And with that, we end this news bulletin.